Hello, I'm speaking to Lakeitha.
Just a moment.
Hello?
Lakeitha, this is Dr. Bob Heisinger.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you. I had a 15-minute consultation scheduled for you at this time. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit what kind of questions you have or what have you been thinking about what's been happening in your life?
The main question that I kind of have is, what do I do next?
Okay. That's a good one.
I'm married. My husband and I have been together for about 10 and a half years. We've only been married for about 2 years. We have two children, a two-year-old and a 10-month-old.
Okay.
And he's had other relationships throughout our relationship throughout the 10 years. I never had a problem with it until we had my daughter, and then I was kind of done.
Okay. You were expecting something different at that point. Is that what you're saying?
We both were, actually.
Okay.
He has told me, I don't know why I cheat. I don't know why I lie. I have kind of asked him, okay, what do you need from me? And he's finally gotten around to, well, it's not you, it's me, but I don't know. You know, he's kind of told me, I don't know what I want.
Okay.
And kind of left it at that.
How do you respond to that when he says, I don't know?
Well, I kind of feel like he does, and so I'm kind of like...
What was that? I missed that. What did you say?
I said I told him I kind of feel like you do, or maybe if you thought about it, you might know, or
okay.
Something.
Okay.
But what I most recently told him was that I would give him time and space to figure out what he wants, but I wasn't going to promise that I was going to wait forever.
Okay, when did you say that to him?
Oh, this morning.
Okay. So this is... kind of a new strategy that you're using, or a new direction that you're trying to forge with him?
Yes. Most recently, he told me he wanted to separate, so I told him to go sleep in my daughter's bedroom.
Okay.
Because we can't really afford to be in separate spaces right now.
Okay. So you separated in that fashion?
Yes.
Okay. What's it like when the two of you are together and you're trying to... You're trying to talk about this. Help me understand that a little bit.
Most recently, it's just kind of, it's a little more open than it ever has been, because I'm pretty, like, I guess playful is the word. I'm pretty low-key and pretty laid back, and I'm not accusatory, and I'm not beating him up about anything.
Okay.
I just want to understand what's going on, and if he doesn't want to be with me, then... that's okay too. I want us to come up with some sort of strategy. But he tells me that he wants to be with me, but that we and the kids deserve someone who's not going to lie to them and cheat on them. And he doesn't understand why he's doing it. And he doesn't know how to stop.
Okay. Okay. So that's the conclusion that he comes to, that he is doing this for some kind of unconscious reasons, unbeknownst to him, and he can't stop.
Basically.
Okay, so he feels pretty powerless here.
Yeah.
Okay, do you see him as a pretty helpless, powerless kind of individual?
I see circumstances in his life that could have made him feel that way.
Okay, such as, what do you mean by that?
He had a legal issue go on for about 10 and a half years that kind of came to a resolution last week.
Okay.
But that's really nothing that he could do anything about. Now he has this felony that's going to follow him around for the rest of his life.
Okay.
Because it was a poor choice that he made at 19.
Mm-hmm. And he kind of ignored that for a period of time?
He ignored it for a while. He still tries to ignore it. He's become more accepting of it. Now, basically, Illinois no longer has statutory rape.
Okay.
So he had sex with someone who wasn't 18 and ended up with a felony sex offense.
Gotcha. Okay.
And he's now come to the conclusion, or now I think he's accepting that people aren't going to look at him like, you know, some people will look at him like, oh, you perv. But most people will just, you know, especially once they hear his story, when they meet him, they know he's a nice person, that he seems like a nice person. They meet me, they, okay, you're not crazy. You wouldn't be married to a crazy person. So there's got to be a story behind it. And then they hear their story behind it, and they're like, wow, that's stupid.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
it sounds like some huge changes have taken place in the last few months or year, or not, you know, in the past year or so for the two of you. Is that correct?
A whole lot of huge changes.
A whole lot of huge changes. Okay.
Yeah.
So what you're trying to do, or at least what you want to do, is since the birth of your last child, what, 10 months ago, you're kind of creating or want to create a family, or you have some ideas of what you want that to be like.
Yes.
Okay. Can you say more about that, Lakeitha?
About what I want my family to be like?
Right, or your marriage, your family. What kind of vision do you have for yourself and your family?
I think I'm recreating that at this point. I had these ideas that I had since we met when I was 15, and kind of carried them through our relationship, and then I changed and he changed, but that picture in my head still stayed the same.
Okay.
So now it's evolving and kind of recreating, and I know he feels a little, well, probably a lot confused by all of the changes.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was a lot of time that we didn't talk. And so now that we're actually having these deep conversations, he's like, oh my God, I didn't know that about you. And oh my God, I didn't know that about you.
Okay. So these deep conversations have been taking place rather recently, the way it sounds.
Yeah, over like the last 3 months, really.
Okay. Okay. So there's been some intense conversations, and right now he's saying, I'm confused, I don't know what I want. And you at that point said, okay, I'm not going to live this way, you sleep somewhere else.
Yeah, he said, I think we should separate, and I'm waiting for him to make the decision, okay, did you decide if you want to separate or not? And no, I don't know. Okay, well, let me make this easy.
Okay, you want to make it easy?
That's what I said.
Okay, and what do you mean by that?
Well, I told him that's when I told him he should go sleep in the other room. I said, let's make it easy, let's separate. We can't afford to live apart right now, so you go sleep there.
Okay. And he's open to that?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's that like for you? Does that fit into your sense of comfort right now?
It's a little weird because we're kind of each other's blankies.
Okay.
So he didn't sleep very well, and I have baby feet in my nose, and it's just weird.
Okay. So you kind of need each other, too, or you need each other at certain points then?
Yeah, we're very much each other's comfort.
Okay. So there's a strong connection.
Yeah.
And he would agree with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Well, what do you think is next?
I don't know what's next. I don't know if, I mean, we have a strong chemistry, we have a strong connection. I don't, it's really the ball's in his court, but I don't know what I can do on my end.
Okay. Sounds like you've been doing a lot.
Yeah, I have.
Haven't you?
Huh? I said, yeah, I have.
Yeah, sounds like you've been doing a lot. You're shaking up the basket here, aren't you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. And it sounds like neither of you are really sure where this is going to shake out at.
No.
Okay.
And I can't be sure about him. I can only be sure about me.
Exactly.
And I know what I want, but I also know that I won't just take anything to have it.
Okay.
So I want him in my life, but I won't have him in my life lying to me and cheating on me.
Okay. And he's saying to you, I can't make any promises there.
Basically. And he, well, a little beyond that, he's saying, I don't want to be in your life until I can make that promise.
Okay. Okay. So he's saying, I have to get my act together.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what he's really saying?
I don't know.
He's saying something else. He's saying, I can't deal with this right now, or we're moving close too quickly.
I don't know. Maybe it's too much responsibility.
Okay. Have you checked that out with him?
I kind of tried to ask, but I don't know if I was using the right words. You know, he's a guy.
Yeah, okay. What did you say?
I think I asked, you know, is this just too much? Is it too much, you know, being a dad? And he sort of said yeah, but he didn't say, you know, I never thought about that. I think you're right.
Okay.
He said, well, I don't know, maybe I wish I had my dad to talk to about all this.
Okay. Okay, so he's missing his father, he's missing someone, some male figure?
Yeah, his dad died like 3 years ago.
Okay.
Wow. Sorry, I'm like on the verge of tears and I have no idea why.
Okay.
His dad died like 3 years ago and he doesn't have any friends.
Okay.
And so there's not really a whole lot of people, I don't know that there's anybody that he feels comfortable talking to.
Okay. Are your tears or your feelings for him right now? Is that where they're...
Probably. I kind of miss his dad, too.
Oh, okay.
I kind of feel like if his dad hadn't died, our marriage would be okay.
Okay. Okay.
And I think I feel like his dad was the only person that, like, saw that I was good for him, I guess.
Okay. He really liked you, or he affirmed you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And he loved his son, and he affirmed his son.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't have that with other people in his family.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You miss him.
His dad?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't know that I did.
Okay, you know it now, don't you, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And what would happen, Lakeitha, if you would share that with your husband right now, or soon, that you've been...
I don't know.
Hmm?
I don't know. I told him that I did, but I didn't feel it like this.
Yeah, you're feeling it strongly now, aren't you? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you think would happen if you would bring that up to him and kind of allow some of your grieving to take place? You think that might open the grieving for him?
Maybe.
Okay.
Wow. That caught me off guard.
Okay. It means it's pretty powerful then, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's one of the elephants that's kind of sitting here.
Yeah.
Okay. When you lose so much and when you go through such tremendous changes, such as you have in the past year, I mean, a 10-month-old and all the other changes that you're reporting, it takes a tremendous amount of energy to move through that.
Yeah.
And he's missing his dad. He doesn't have a model of how to do that. And you're not sure how to do it either right now, the way it sounds.
I'm not.
Well, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. We all have moments in which, you know, life is so intense and we say, what's next? What is next?
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
has this been helpful for you?
Very, very, very. Thank you very much.
Okay, how has it been helpful for you? What are a couple things that really jumped out at you as we were talking here?
The something that I was missing was that feeling that I'm okay.
Okay.
Because I think that's what drew us together in the beginning. Is that he gave me that feeling.
Okay.
And I didn't even see that I was missing that.
Okay. How did you...
But I was looking up... Huh?
How did you get that from him then?
How did I get it
from
him?
Yeah, that's a great question to ask yourself. How did I get that feeling from him back, way back when?
Oh, I kind of know how already.
Okay.
I just didn't realize that it was missing, and I didn't realize that I was... looking to him for it.
Okay.
I think I kind of knew in the back of my head, but not not consciously.
So this conversation has brought it right to the front of your head.
Very much.
Okay, yes. This is something that you want to talk to him about?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So there are a couple things that you want to do, or at least your initial question was what's next, and you're discovering that there are a couple things that can be next for you. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And those are what? How would you describe those things?
Well, we're taking it kind of one day at a time.
Okay.
In the past, I've like pushed and pushed and wanted a decision and wanted a commitment and wanted it all now.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And we're just kind of hanging out and taking it one day at a time and communicating how we want to be with each other and
being
nice to each other.
Yeah, I hear a couple things that you're doing. First of all, you're grieving for all the changes and for the death of his father. That's been powerful. That's been sitting there, and perhaps it's an emotional blanket that kind of covers the two of you. And then you're also aware that you have some real strong needs that you're trying to get from him. And you were able to do that at one time, but right now it's not there. And you've moved that from the back of your mind to the front of your mind. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you have some expectations of the kind of relationship that you want to have, and it doesn't include cheating and lying and those kinds of things. And it may not he may not include that as well in terms of what he wants. But he's kind of stuck.
He doesn't.
But he's stuck.
Yeah.
There. Okay.
It's a religion thing as well that, you know, it doesn't fit in with his beliefs from his being raised in.
Okay.
I know that he's got decisions that he has to make, but I guess what to do with me is to just keep doing what I'm doing. And
Okay, well, our time's about up. It's great talking to you, and I'm glad this has been helpful for you.
Thank you.
And I sincerely wish you the best.
Thank you.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
Bye now.